Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal was arrested Thursday after hours of questioning at his residence and taken to the ED headquarters. Following the arrest, ED sources said that the agency has sufficient proof and statements of other accused to establish that Kejriwal asked for Rs. 100 crore from Bharat Rashtra Samiti member of Legislative Council K. Kavita in exchange for a peace in the liquor trade in Delhi. But what are these statements with the ED? What evidence does the agency have against Kejriwal which led to his arrest, and what's next? I will try and break it down in this podcast.
A Rs. 100 crore offer at the Delhi Chief Minister's office in the Secretariat, the transfer of bags of cash totaling Rs. 25 crore by the South Group, and phone chats of assurances to tweak the now scrapped liquor policy for illegal benefits. These formed the basis of the arrest of Arvind Kejriwal by the Enforcement Directorate in the 2021-22 excise policy case on Thursday. According to ED, Manguta Reddy, the YSR Congress Member of Parliament, told the agency that he approached Kejriwal with a business proposal after seeing an ad in the newspaper about Delhi privatizing the liquor trade. During their meeting at the CM's office in March 2021, Kejriwal told Reddy that K. Kavita also approached him and offered to pay Rs. 100 crore to Aam Aadmi Party. According to the ED, Manguta said that Kejriwal said he welcomes everyone in Delhi to do business. He said that Kavita had already approached him and that she would call him and discuss the future, since their team, that is Kavita's team, is already working in Delhi. Then Kavita called Manguta and fixed a meeting to discuss paying off Rs. 100 crore to Kejriwal, ED sources have claimed. According to Manguta's statement that is recorded by ED, Kavita told him that Kejriwal spoke to her and asked her to give him Rs. 100 crore for the party. Kavita allegedly told Manguta he should arrange Rs. 50 crore of the total sum. Chartered accountant Buchi Babu, who's Kavita's aide, then contacted his son Raghav the next day. According to ED, Raghav said that he could arrange only Rs. 30 crore as of now. And finally, Rs. 25 crore was paid in cash to a businessman called Abhishek Boinpalli and Buchi on the instructions of Kavita. ED has claimed that Kejriwal was also aware of how undue favors were being extended to the licensees, like waivers and reduction in the license fee and the extension of the L1 licenses granted to business entities having wholesale distribution experience in liquor trade in exchange for these kickbacks. Aam Aadmi Party leaders have refuted these allegations against Kejriwal. Delhi Cabinet Minister Atishi said that Kejriwal will not resign and has requested an urgent hearing in the Supreme Court seeking a quashing of the arrest. But did money exchange hands, or was this policy really tweaked to favor certain groups? According to the ED source, the statement of Raghav Manguta revealed that he paid Rs. 25 crore in cash to Abhishek in line with the agreement between Kavita, his father, and him. This cash transfer, according to the ED source, took place in two installments, with Raghav's staff Gopi delivering Rs. 10 crore in cash to an address in Chennai that Butchi had shared on 28th March 2021, and the remaining Rs. 15 crore to an address shared by Abhishek in June 2021. Gopi, the ED source said, has corroborated Raghav's claims in his statement, saying that he delivered cash on two occasions to one person on Raghav's instructions. The ED has also put on record a statement of a staff member with K. Kavita, who revealed that he collected two heavy bags containing cash from Dinesh Arora's office on Abhishek Boinpalli's directions and delivered it to a person named Vinod Chauhan. An ED source said, and I quote, "The staff revealed that on another occasion, he collected two such bags containing cash from an address near Todapur Narayana, Delhi, and again delivered it to Vinod Chauhan." The ED source added that Vinod Chauhan transferred the money for the AAP election campaign in Goa through the Hawala route. The sources further said that accused turned approver Aurobindo Pharma director Sarath Reddy told the agency that in March 2021, Arun Pillai, who is an associate of Kavita, contacted him and informed him that there was a new business opportunity in the Delhi liquor business and Kavita was in discussion with Arvind Kejriwal and Manish Sisodia. Reddy also told the ED that through Vijay Nair, former AAP communications in charge, Kejriwal and Sisodia proposed to Kavita that if she paid Rs. 100 crore, they would amend and implement the excise policy in a way that is beneficial to her. According to the ED source, after his discussion with Arun Pillai, Sarath Reddy met Kavita in Hyderabad and she told him that she had discussed the matter with Magunta Reddy and that her team was already working in Delhi with Vijay Nair. This team comprised of Arun Pillai, Puchi Babu and Abhishek Boinpalli. Kavita also informed Sarath Reddy that Vijay Nair would handle all issues on behalf of Kejriwal and Sisodia in the matter, the source said. Sarath Reddy said in his statement that Kavita informed him about rupees 100 crore for favorable policy and other favors in the Delhi liquor business. According to ED, Reddy agreed to pay a part of the rupees 100 crore to be paid to the AAP leaders when the business commences, since he didn't have cash at hand at that time. The source added that Vijay Nair was working on the excise policy on behalf of Arvind Kejriwal and Manish Sisodia. The understanding was that in exchange for the favors in the policy and the Delhi liquor business for K. Kavita, some funds would be given to AAP. Arun Pillai was closely working with Vijay Nair on the policy discussion, ED said. Another interesting revelation in the case is a meeting at the Oberoi Hotels and phone chats that ED claims to have accessed, which is relevant to the case's investigation. According to the ED source, accused-turned-approver businessman Dinesh Arora said that K. Kavita, Arun Pillai, Vijay Nair and himself discussed the recovery of the rupees 100 crore at a meeting at Oberoi Maidens Hotel in New Delhi on 3rd October 2022. The statement of Buchi Babu, who is K. Kavita's CA, revealed that there was also political understanding between K. Kavita and Arvind Kejriwal and Manish Sisodia. The ED also claimed that K. Kavita got a partnership with liquor importer and distributor Indospirit in the name of Arun Pillai in exchange for the payment. Further, it was ensured that Indospirit got distribution of business of the most profitable, biggest manufacturer, which is Pernod Ricard, the source said. The ED also said that during the investigation, it found that Buchi Babu had parts of the group of ministers' report on the excise policy from 2 days before the members actually submitted it to the Delhi Ministers Council. The ED so said that he received the same because of his access and connection with Vijay Nair, who was working on this policy. According to the ED source, Vijay Nair's visit to Hyderabad to meet K. Kavita and his chats with Buchi Babu retrieved from Babu's phone established that criminal conspiracy in including favorable provisions in the excise policy. According to ED, the chat's contents were not in the 15th March 2021 and 19th March 2021 GOM reports, but on 22nd March 2021's final report, which came after Vijay Nair met K. Kavita in Hyderabad, those points were included.
So what next? Aam Aadmi Party held massive protests in Delhi as well as across the country following Kejriwal's arrest and state ministers Atishi and Saurabh Bharadwaj were detained. Meanwhile, Kejriwal withdrew the Supreme Court petition against his arrest as his team planned to approach a trial court first, which is in accordance with the protocol. The chief minister, who spent the night at the ED's office on Delhi's Abdul Kalam Road, was also produced before a special court that deals with the probe agency's cases. The court granted ED custody of Kejriwal till 28th of March, and he now will be questioned by the ED on the allegations that the ED had told the court about his involvements. That's all we have for you right now. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news reports from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.